100 episodes of the Black Nerd Talk. What is good? Welcome back to another Black Nerd Talk. I'm your humble host, Renegade X, your Black Nerd. And for this podcast episode, I will be talking about things that I want to see in Dynasty Warriors 9 Empires. Now for those that don't know what the Warrior games are, Musou games, some people call them. The Warriors games are hack and slashems where you fight mobs of enemies and complete objectives. But the Empire's installments is like a sandbox mode, to where you can make your own characters. You can even fight against your own characters if you choose to. You can develop strategies to defeat your enemies, and etc. The latest Empires game in the franchise is Dynasty Warriors 8 Empires, which came out in 2014. And the newest one that's going to be coming out in Japan in December 24th, 2021, Christmas Eve, but the US is not getting it until February 15th, 2022. My personal opinion about this is that I am disappointed that the US is getting it until February 15th, 2022, instead of them releasing the game worldwide on Christmas Eve. But this podcast, I will be discussing Dynasty Warriors 9 Empires, and you can say it's a wish list, but it's stuff I want to see in the game, and disclaimer is going to be quite a list. Number 1, better AI. Now the AI, now from what I played in the demo in Dynasty Warriors 9 Empires, the AI is more aggressive, but also in that demo, the AI would solely pursue you. Even when another ally officer is hitting them, they will still pursue you, but that is just a demo. Now, the AI in 8 Empires is not the brightest thing in the world. They make Patrick from SpongeBob look like Einstein. One problem with the ally AI in Dynasty Warriors 8 Empires, when defending bases or invading bases, or just being near an enemy officer, they will not just go ahead and attack the enemy officer. No, what they do is attack the enemy soldiers instead. They always do this. It's like they say,
that soldier looks sus over there. I'ma go ahead and smack him aside his head.
The only times they go after the enemy officers is when you have to command them to do that, instead of them just doing it on their own accord. And sometimes telling them to go after the officer, sometimes that doesn't really work as well. So better AI, fix their priorities. The rest of these is just an AI problem in general. 8 Empires, I'm not gonna list all of them because the topic is about 9 Empires. Other problems with the AI in 8 Empires is that they won't use certain stratagems because they are not programmed to, and because of the update of Koei Tecmo did to the game that messed up the AI's programming. So in earlier iterations of 8 Empires, they would use certain stratagems like Iron Swift Raid, Reinforcements, those type of stratagems, but a couple updates came to the game and they're no longer able to use them. Also, when you fight them, they don't use all their combos, and sometimes they would stop mid-combo. They are very simple, basically. So with 9 Empires, I want better AI. I want them to use all the stratagems, that are going to be in the game, and I want the ally AI to be better. When they're on delegate setting, if it's still going to be called that, they should do stuff like randomly defend the base and stay there for a minute. Then when they feel like it, then they can go ahead and take enemy base, stuff like that. And I also want different AI for different characters. For example, if it's a strategist, they should do things a strategist would do. If they set up ambushes, they should lead you or your ally officer to the ambush, stuff like that. For a warrior character, they should be more aggressive. Number 2, better stratagems. The stratagems in 8 Empires, they are not as impactful as they should be. Now, some of the stratagems they showed us, Firestrike and Gale, they buffed them. Instead of Firestrike being these small explosions, it's a huge fire pillar in 9 Empires. And the tornadoes from Gale in 9 Empires are huge tornadoes now, instead of the little small tornadoes from 8. I wish they would have showed us some more stratagems, because I love coming up with strategies in the Empires series, especially when it comes to setting up ambushes, summoning special units such as cavalry, and things that are dynamic and help boost the morale of allies, and etc. When I played Dynasty Warriors 7 Empires using the PlayStation Now feature, and there was one battle when I summoned a bunch of special units, cavalry units, strike units, an elite unit, and the enemy army got overwhelmed. You see, 8 Empires strayed away from so many special units. Thankfully, 9 Empires is bringing that back. So in 9 Empires, I would like to see things like so many special units. I want to see the flood stratagem flood the battlefield again, because how is strategy going to be important if the stratagems are not impactful? Number 3, more options to sabotage the enemy kingdoms in the Empires mode. Now in 8 Empires, there was a few ways you can sabotage the enemy kingdoms. You can convince one of their officers to join you. You can get an enemy officer banished from the kingdom they serve. You can raid enemy territory and weaken it. But there's a few problems of how it is currently. One problem is there is no way to get an enemy officer or officers to defect in the middle of battle. That is not a feature. And also, there is no way to stop the enemy reinforcements from showing up. Another problem in 8 Empires is raiding the territory doesn't really damage it. It literally doesn't do anything at all. Because raiding a territory in 8 Empires is a 3v3 battle. And whatever territory you are raiding, it just has a nighttime version of that stage. What raiding is supposed to do, in my opinion, in that game, is supposed to reduce the troop strength of the enemy army in the territory and weaken the bases, and probably make them get captured faster in the process as well. Some things I would like to see. I would like to have it to where we can make an enemy officer defect to your side in the middle of battle. Another thing I would like to see, I would like the raids in 9 Empires to be more than just a 3v3 battle thing. That doesn't need to be a thing. In 7 Empires, you can do things. You can do different things, such as use Juggernauts to attack enemies at the territory, or defeat fleeing enemy officers in the territory. Stuff like that needs to come back. And we need something to prevent enemy enemy armies from getting reinforcements. Number 4, expanded free mode. What I mean by that is, let us have more options in free mode when we can set up battles, cause in Eight Empires it is limited. We have the invasion battles, defensive battles, and in the invasion battles you could have it to where the enemy officer could get reinforcements in Eight Empires, but you couldn't, even though you can get reinforcements in the Empire's mode. And also there's no weather changes and or seasonal changes, but the weather changes is, you know, the altar. But I would like to have an option to where you can already have it preset before battle, because in the Empire's mode, in some of the raid scenarios, there's seasonal changes, and then there's nighttime versions because of the raid. Also, in defensive battles, let us have the option to put reinforced defenders and invaders. Number 5, customizable attributes for weapons. In Dynasty Warriors 8 Empires, the weapons have preset attributes, but there are some weapons that need velocity. For example, Fa Zing's Cloth. I like the mechanic of it, and I like some of the combos, but it needs velocity. It is just slow. Plus, in 8 Empires, the 6-star weapons, a lot of them don't have the best preset attributes, because in Dynasty Warriors, the best attributes I know is Cyclone, Slash, Velocity, Induction, Roar, Flurry, Battle Axe, Jubilation, and Enlightenment. And I already know there's gonna be some people say, "Oh, that's OP, I don't want to be so OP." Well, I did say options. There's nothing wrong with having options. And also, let us have the ability to also customize our ally officer's weapons in the Empire's mode as well. In Samurai Warriors 4 Empires, we could do that. And when you give them the right attributes, the ally start tearing stuff up. But that is my list of things I wish to see in Dynasty Warriors 9 Empires. The next episode of the Black Nerd Talk, me and a couple of friends will be addressing the unprecedented hate of the Empires franchise, because there have been numerous individuals talking down on the Empires franchise. It needs to be addressed. And someone's probably thinking, "Oh, why do that? Just ignore them." Nope. Can't really do that, because this hate for the Empires franchise has gone on long enough. It needs to be addressed. So be on the lookout for that episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Black Nerd Talk. I will see you guys next time.